This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
You ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste.
It's there. Web Radio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com. WebRadio.com.
Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Would you say I might be a prototype, but we're both real inside?
This song. You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. That's Rah Rah Riot, Beta Love. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading on iTunes or Podomatic. You guys are amazing. So this is going to be a really fun show. And it's been a really amazing week this past week. It was the show that I've been bugging you guys to watch for like a month now, finally aired last week on Lifetime. Big Women, Big Love is the name of the show. Woo-hoo-hoo. And I was on it, and it was great. And I had a viewing party in L.A. at Lucky Strike in Hollywood. Big thank you to Lucky Strike for having all of us there, all of us meeting friends, colleagues, friends of friends and colleagues. It was a really great time. And, you know, there was a little snafu because I got the time wrong, which is ridiculous, for the actual party, like when the show was going to air, because we were watching on a big screen. Anyway, it all worked out, and it was really fun and amazing. So thanks to everyone who came out. Thanks to Lucky Strike, Hollywood and Highland for having us, for hosting us. And thanks to Shell Stanton of Touchstone Crystals, who lent me some amazing jewelry to wear in with my fabulous outfit. I felt really, really fun. It was really fun. I felt really great. It looked really good, if I do say so myself. It was just really fun. Thanks to everyone. Thanks to all of you at home who watched the show. It should be on the website now, which is mylifetime.com, I believe. It's the Lifetime Network's website. The show's Big Women, Big Love. You click on that show, and that episode should be available, hopefully. I know it was locked at one point, which I don't really understand why some episodes are available to watch and some aren't. But it might be available to watch. If not, I will have it on my website, hopefully here soon, for you to watch at least my segment on the show. I'm on for about 10, 15 minutes, which was awesome. So, yeah, it went well. It was a good week. It was a very good week. So this episode of the show, my friend and colleague, sexpert, sex educator, Reed Mahauko, happened to be in town. There was an expo here called the Sexual Health Exposition or Expo, and he was there presenting, doing workshops, hosting. They had an award ceremony yesterday, and he's been in town. So I asked him if I could interview him just about what he does. You know, I'm not a sexpert. I'm not a sex expert. I'm a dating expert. And so I like to talk to other experts about their expertise And, you know, it's just great that if I can have them on the show to talk about their expertise to my audience, you guys, you know, because I'm sure there's, you know, you guys have sent me some sex questions at some point, you know, at different points during the show, since I've been doing the show. And it's like, you know, I have a certain limit to which I will answer sexual questions because I'm not, you know, a sex educator. I don't have credentials in the whole sex ed world, so I like to pass those questions to people like Reed, who know what they're talking about. Okay, in the sex realm. So Reed's website is Reed, R-E-I-D, aboutsex.com. Check him out. Again, I know some amazing sexperts, and he's one of the best. And here is, without further ado, here is my quick interview with Reed. We talk about everything from, you know, what's the biggest sex question he gets asked from his clients. You know, we talk about sex on college campuses. It's a really, actually a very interesting conversation. So here we go. This is me and Reed Mahalko, sexpert, readaboutsex.com. Here we go. See you in a sec. So I'm here with the fabulous Reed Mahalko. How are you? Of readaboutsex.com. He's amazing. I'm proud to say he's a colleague and friend of mine. How are you, Reed?
I'm good.
How are you in this lovely, you know, comfortable living room type setting?
I'm excited. This is so fun because, like, we're just kind of hanging out and setting stuff up, and then you're like, hello, everyone.
And I was like, turn it on.
It was kind of hot because I've never seen the like, turn on.
The presenter turn on.
This is good. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
He's ready, and I'm a pro, and so is he. I love it. So, Reed, you know, we've known each other for a few years now.
I remember meeting you at the Pleasure Chest LA. Mm-hmm. I think that was the first time we met.
Yeah.
And you're like, hi, I'm Erin Stephens, dating advice girl.
And I was like, nervous.
Interview you for something. So I think you captured one of the first videos, I think, of me that ever got on YouTube. From
really?
A, like, you know, here, let me film it now, versus, like, you know, some clip from some TV show thingy.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited!
You might have popped my YouTube cherry.
Oh my god, did you hear that, everybody?
We'll never know.
Very exciting. And he's using this specific kind of language because Reed is a sexpert, a sex educator, I should say. And, you know, he's pretty amazing at what he does. In all honesty, let's make it serious for just a second. He's really, really good at what he does, and I actually was just telling a colleague of mine that, you know, Reed makes the topic of sex for the mainstream world very approachable, he makes it easier for people to talk about sex and things like that. So that's why I love Reed. One of the reasons why I love Reed, I think he's great, and I think he makes sex easier to talk about in certain environments where it's more difficult. I mean, didn't you speak at a Southern college? Not too long ago.
I do a lot of college campus lecturing type stuff. So if you're watching and you run one of those groups, like, I love coming and talking to and making accessible to college age adults, you know, how to navigate sex, how to not be rapey, how to understand consent and how to ask for what you want.
Yeah.
So Georgia Southern University. Hi, Georgia Southern University. The University of Tennessee. Like, I've had the privilege of being invited to these places that if you had told me when we met, Reed, you will be going to the South to talk about, you know, having sex, I wouldn't have believed you back then.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, in the time that we've known each other, and the time that we've both been growing in our careers and in our expertise, like, it's amazing how open-minded and closed-minded people are these days around empowering themselves around sex, dating, relationships, marriage, whatever.
Interesting. So both empowered and not in certain ways, depending on where you are.
Like, I gave a talk in Albuquerque at the University of New Mexico.
Yes.
And there was, like, Fox News was trashing me for, you know, because I was giving a lecture that I named How to Be a Gentleman and Still Get Laid.
Which I think is an amazing title, by the way.
And that's really kind of geared towards men and women, not just gentlemen. But it's the idea of, like, you can be a gentleman, you can be appropriate, and still have sex.
Absolutely.
And in this day and age, being more savvy about about making sure that the person you're having sex with is actually feeling good about the sex that they're having.
Right.
How that gets you laid more.
Absolutely.
As a woman, as a man, as an other, like, however you want to identify. Mm-hmm. And so what's been interesting is teaching people this stuff, giving them the ability to carry on that conversation.
Right.
Because we're still not encouraged to talk openly about sex.
Absolutely.
And that's what Fox News was trash talking me about, was I was giving this lecture, and then at Self Serve, one of the adult toy stores in Albuquerque, I was also teaching how to negotiate successful threesomes workshop.
Right, right.
And the scandal.
Yeah.
How can you be talking to college-age adults
right.
and then teaching threesomes? Oh, you know. And
yeah, right.
So there's people who are curious who want the information, mm-hmm. and then the media wants to, you know, take a dump on us for
right.
being curious, natural human beings.
Well, and let's just be honest, everyone's curious. Even if everyone's lifestyles are different, and not everyone engages in certain things that other people engage in, people are curious about things. Mm-hmm. So, honestly, Reed, if it wasn't for you and some of your sex educator colleagues, people wouldn't learn anything and wouldn't grow in different ways and would be in, you know, relationships, marriages, etc., that wouldn't light them up and possibly might even do damage because they're not informed about, like, you know, health. And we're actually at the Sexual Health Expo right now
yeah.
in Los Angeles, and all that stuff is really, really important. So I think it's, again, it's really important work that you do, and I think you're awesome. And I wanted to go back real quick to the college student thing. I think it's really important. I think you probably heard the statistic, like, I don't know how many colleges were, like, under investigation for mishandling yeah. sexual assault in the last, like, I think it was, like, last year specifically. And, you know, why is it really important for you to go to colleges and speak to students? I mean, I know why, but will you tell the audience why
sure.
it's important for you?
So there's a couple different things. There's the administration
mm-hmm.
perspective on why I should be there,
mm-hmm.
and there's the student's perspective. The perspective that's least important is the perspective of the media, and also parents.
Okay.
And I'm not trying, if you have kids that are in college, that they, you know, bear with me and I'll make this make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the administration that wants college campuses to be safe for their students.
Right.
Why? Because when you have safe dating and sexual experiences,
mm-hmm.
Whether they're appropriate or not,
mm-hmm.
right? When you have safe experiences, you have better memories of college. So when you become alumni and the college wants you to donate, you feel better about college.
Sure.
So there's that piece, right? Because
mm-hmm.
a college is also still a business. Like, it's an entity
Absolutely.
That has to continue running.
That's right.
Also, colleges, and this is the more important piece, they want their students, they want to keep them safe.
Absolutely.
But when we don't talk about sex openly and we don't talk about rape culture and...
Mm-hmm.
and
which goes on with drinking a lot of times.
Drinking, and we don't talk about slut shaming. All the sex negativism
mm-hmm.
that happens that keeps it hard for people, one, to speak up when something bad happens.
Yeah.
But more importantly, to speak up when they're curious and they need information so that they can prevent something bad from happening.
Absolutely.
There's this dynamic that silences a lot of students inadvertently.
Right.
And so it's important for the administrations to bring educators in who can talk in a way that's not, you know, scaring the students,
yeah.
but encouraging them to be adults and teaching them the skill sets that actually help them navigate relationships and sensuality and sexuality
that's
and intimacy.
Right. That's right.
So them bringing me in is important because I can say stuff on stage
mm-hmm.
they could never say in an official college statement.
Got it. Yeah.
So that's useful.
Absolutely true.
And then...
Or might not have the balls to say.
Well, even if
also,
they want to,
they could.
The dean of such and such university doesn't really have to release a statement on, you know, what anal lube to use
right.
for safer blah, blah, blah.
Right, right.
But I can get up on stage and make a complete jackass out of myself. And then also be accessible to the students in a way that administration can't.
Right, right.
Because, you know, I ideally, you know, me and my peers can get up on stage and relate to the students in a way that they may be distrustful of administration.
Absolutely.
And so we can, the administration and educators can kind of play good cop.
Yeah.
For the students.
Right.
And get information to them in a way that just administration alone can't.
Absolutely.
You know, and then the thing we have to deal with is the media wanting to, you know, beat us down for talking about sex openly.
Right.
And then the parents who were scared
right.
that their kids may be having whatever kind of sex their kids want to have.
Right, right.
And I understand that because, you know,
of course.
I'm not a parent.
Me neither.
Nor do I play on television.
Me neither.
I don't have any kids that I think of.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So, you never know. but, like, so there's the, you know, I understand how parents are getting freaked out that their kids might be, you know, having whatever they're having
right.
in college. But at the same time, like, for parents, like...
Wouldn't you want your kid to be informed?
Do you want your kid to be safe and informed?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to feel safe and then basically set your kid up to fail?
Right. Because in my estimation, that was amazing. In my estimation, kids are going to do it anyway. And so are adults. And like you said, we're human beings. We're sexual beings. And again, it doesn't mean that we're all going to want to sleep with, you know, everyone on campus or in our town or whatever.
Or maybe you do.
But maybe you do. But either way, it should be done safely and on all parts of the spectrum. And Reed is an amazing person. And him and his colleagues do teach that, which is so great. So thanks for all that.
Okay, so we're going to jump ahead in the interview when we come back from commercial break. I just thought that was a really important piece to talk about all the college stuff, because it is important to talk about sex and sexual safety on campus, because especially in drinking culture on campuses, things get out of hand real quick. And so Reed and colleagues of Reed's are really great about teaching safety and drinking in moderation. All those kind of things when it comes to sex and sex safety. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Reed's going to give his most important tips for enjoying sex and those type of things around having pleasurable sex, things that could probably help both new couples and established couples, actually, and those of you who are single who have a sexual partner. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a sec.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious, you'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's the straightening of the grain, mint.
Double mint gum.
Double your sentiment, your merriment. Double your moment of fun. Double your delight, mint, with the right mint.
My friend John and I think the road rules. We've got lots of ideas on where to go. Unfortunately, we're a little low on bucks. I'm thinking we're going nowhere fast. Then John found out about this Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. We can go just about any place, anytime, and we only pay for one ticket. Two for the price of one. And there's no hassles, because we only have to buy our ticket 3 days before we go. So John, if you're listening, I got one thing to say. You the man.
The Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. Call now for details. Special conditions apply.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
All right, so we're back. We're back. We're listening to an interview I just did with sexpert Reed Mahalko. Let's just jump right back into the questions. I asked him what's the most frequent sexual question he gets asked from clients of his and at workshops, and here is his answer.
That being said, it all boils down to like two really basic questions.
Mm-hmm.
If you kind of, if we simmered it like a consommé and boiled off all the extra, most people's challenges, there's actually a third, and I'll name that in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Either, how do I know if I'm good at sex?
Mm-hmm.
or, you know, is what I'm desiring normal? Like basically, am I broken? Am I normal?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so for people who can't be like, I can't come fast enough, or I come too fast, mm-hmm. like, am I broken?
Right.
Which is substituted out with, am I normal?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not normal because I fantasize about whatever.
Which is the same with dating as well, by the way.
Exactly.
People have come to me with those same questions. Like, am I normal that I, like, you know, whatever. Go on.
So the answer is, you're normal.
Yay.
Because everybody thinks they're broken or, you know, some freak of nature.
Mm.
That's what's normal, is
right.
that we all have that hang-up.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing.
That's awesome, yeah.
The other area is really this question of, how do I be better at relationships?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which is also this idea of, like, how do I get my partner to be better at relationships?
Mm-hmm.
Or, I'm single, how do I have a relationship, which is still under the category of how do I get better?
Right.
Because if I'm not good at it, if I'm not good at dating, I'll never have a relationship. Once I have somebody, if I'm not good at it, I'll never keep them.
Right.
So it's this, there's a sexuality, am I broken, am I normal, how do I know if I'm good at it? And then there's the, like, how do I make relationships work?
Yes. Love
and, it. And those are the two categories that everything seems to boil down.
Mm-hmm.
The third category, I would say, is this category of, you know, we could almost go dating specific.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's how do I win at dating, and that's the thing that you're good at, right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, like, great, you found somebody.
Right, right.
But now that you found somebody, now how do I make sure the relationship works?
Right.
And then, am I good in bed? Or, like, am I making them happy in bed? Like, so it all, that trifecta,
yeah,
in a very reductive way, seems to be what most of everything boils down to.
That makes complete sense, you know? People want to feel accepted, that feel like they're doing things right, like you said, am I normal, etc. I love it, it's great. We're going to take a quick break for the purposes of my podcast, and we'll be right back
podcast
with more... My podcast used to go to the facilities.
Bathroom break for the podcast.
There you go. So we'll be back in just a second. Stay tuned with more. We'll have more Reed Mahalko. Read about sex.
Okay, so we already took that commercial break, so we're jumping right back in. In just a second, we pick up the conversation. Here we go.
With the fabulous Reed Mahalko of Read About Sex. And by the way, I don't think you spelled it for people.
Oh, so it's R-E-I-D aboutsex.com.
Yes.
About
which is a pun on his name.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it took me, like, way too long to figure out that.
All right, we're jumping ahead.
I mean, that's the thing.
Think about relationships like music. And music notes, like, you know, the way that we do music in a Western culture, in other cultures, whatever the way the music is notes and spaces between notes.
Mm-hmm, yes.
But there's a difference between the way that music comes through you as a musician.
Mm-hmm.
Might be country,
mm-hmm.
might be German speed metal,
mm-hmm.
might be jazz, might be pop, whatever that is.
Right.
We were all raised in a culture that basically taught us one kind of music is the music you should be playing. It's the best music ever.
Mm-hmm.
To play anything else is just weird.
Right.
So let's call that classical.
Okay.
And that could be, we'll say monogamy for this, but I'm not poo-pooing on monogamy. I'll make this make
not
sense.
Not poo-pooing.
Dating your species is, if you're going to start a band,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people just start a band with the best drummer in their neighborhood.
Right.
Not thinking to ask, what kind of music makes you happiest to play?
Gotcha.
We all think we should just be in a band.
Right.
When you find that person that you want to start a band with,
mm-hmm.
you just start a band.
Right.
Like some of my friends did in high school.
Mm-hmm.
That did not mean they were a happy band.
Right.
So dating your species is really about figuring out what kind of music, what self-expression or style of
mm-hmm.
relationship,
right.
what genre makes you happiest, and then are you figuring out if the people you're dating
mm-hmm.
also like to play that kind of music.
Love it.
So I'm jumping from music to species, but dating your species means, are you taking the time to find out if this person is your species,
right,
when it comes to relationships?
Absolutely. And I love it, and I think that's great. You know, I personally, I'm going to get a little personal here for a second. You know, I attract a certain kind kind of person generally that's usually maybe a little more, for lack of another word, more mainstream than I am. I'm more in the middle of the spectrum. I'm, you know, curious about a lot of things. I don't necessarily know if y'all ever get married and do a whole traditional thing, but I tend to meet men who are more traditional. So at some point in the relationship, it becomes, I want to go have fun and do this thing, and they're kind of like, oh, I don't know. And so I really take your advice, especially in the last, say, year or so, and I'm very cautious, even though a really cute guy who's like, you know, real like meek and, you know, maybe really conservative in his dating life and stuff, is like, I think you're great, can I date you, can I take you out, and that kind of stuff, even though I might be so flattered, I've tried really hard to say no, because they're not my species, and at some point, it's gonna all explode, yeah. And not necessarily explode.
The band breaks up,
and it's sad, and it's
and
like, man.
And you didn't even get one good album.
I know.
You broke up while you were in the studio.
See, exactly. So it's so important, because then it's like, I never feel like relationships are a waste of time. I always feel like there's something you can get out of any relationship you have, whether it be short-term, long-term, whatever, but I do feel like the better you are, the more focused you are about choosing your species, anyway, you know what we're saying.
Species.
Okay. The more clear you are about who you're choosing and if they're aligned with what your relationship and dating objectives are, the better it's going to go in general. It doesn't mean that's going to be the one forever, but it just means there's going to be less drama for all of you and you're probably going to be more aligned.
You end up stacking the deck in your favor. Now, in traditional sense around dating, we do talk about, do you have similar values?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, you know, similar beliefs?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't extend that to the actual, like, different ways that you can do relationships.
Right.
Because there didn't used to be a different way.
Yes.
Right? So even inside of monogamy, there's the, you know, my mom and dad like to take vacations together.
Yes.
My brother and sister-in-law, they often take, you know, golfing and girl weekends apart from each other.
Yeah.
Which would have felt absurd to my mom and dad.
Of course.
But for my brother and sister-in-law, really important to them.
Yeah.
So they got lucky that my brother is fine with her going away for the weekends with her friends from college.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like, okay, it doesn't bother him at all.
And that's their species.
Yeah, whereas if it did bother him, that would be a point of contention.
Absolutely.
Now, for those of you in relationship, and you're like, oh my god, we're not the same species,
mm-hmm.
there are ways to make it work. Like, a lion and a tiger can make a liger. Like,
a liger!
There's a way to do this, but understanding who you are and what makes you happy and being able to find your words for it.
Yes.
And talk to the people that you love about that,
mm-hmm.
or the people that you're dating,
mm-hmm.
that skill set alone is really powerful and useful for your entire life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I've even really...
Okay, so we're going to jump ahead again. We're running out of time, and Reed's interview was so great. What I'm actually going to do is we did some video, and I'm going to post the video on my YouTube page, which is youtube.com/thedatingadvicegirl. You guessed it. Go to my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com. You'll find it there as well. Also, for those of you listening who don't know, I'm on a whole bunch of social media things, at Dating Advice GRL on Twitter and Instagram. I'm on Pinterest. I'm on everything. Go to my website. You'll find all the links there. Running out of time, but I want to get to the end of the interview. Let's see here. So here's some quick sex advice from Reed. Talking about porn, actually. Let's see here. Here we go.
Right.
And it might freak the people you're in relationships with or dating. It might freak them out.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that we're in a day and age, and we can get into this on another podcast.
Yeah.
That sharing the scary stuff is what gives you the best odds of staying together and keeping a relationship healthy.
Love it.
It's really an old paradigm of don't rock the boat. And now it's like, if you don't rock the boat, you will sink the ship.
Yeah.
The relationship.
Great.
All right, so this is Reed's best piece of sex advice. Here we go.
Actual sex advice,
mm-hmm.
and I have a whole 6-week online course just about building your sexual self-confidence.
Love it.
So again, readaboutsex.com/store, and you can check out Sex 10X. Mm. Improve your sex life tenfold in this 6-week course. That being said, the two biggest things for sex, slow everything down.
People are going too fast.
Love that.
People are going too hard because we have some some non-savvy role modeling from porn.
Yeah.
And what I mean by non-savvy is we're not taught that, that porn, mainstream porn, is a entertainment thing, not an education thing.
Right, right. All right?
So,
right.
So to learn how to be a better lover from watching porn is like trying to watch The Fast and the Furious to become a better driver.
Which is so true and amazing advice. We're running out of time. I'm going to put the video of Reed and I on my website, datingadvicegirl.com, so stay tuned for that. Reed, thank you so much. Reed Mahalko is readaboutsex.com. Thank you guys so much for listening to the radio show. I'm the Dating Advice Girl for 99.3 KCLA-FM in Los Angeles. I will see you next time.